Hi, this is Katie Curtin, and this is the Matrix Transformation Club, and April 30th, and we're doing the second session for this month. And as I was talking about, it's been a bit of a break as I've been on traveling and not available necessarily the the Wednesdays when we would normally have it. We have had the theme and about Scrooge and managing our money, and I'm just and then there's some other themes coming up for people. So I want to be, I have the overall theme, but I really want to have it oriented to what your issues are. You know, those are the themes are just to have something to wrap things around, but they're not rigid or that. And we dealt quite a bit with some of these things last month and also on the Money Marathon. But I was thinking, one of the things that I find there's a lot about is, and where I keep having problems saying it too, and I think I hear it a lot around people, and it's the old thing that I can't afford it, rather than saying I don't choose it, or it's not in my priorities at this time, because the can't afford it is something that is basically cuts it off, and it's a statement that doesn't really help generate having that in your life. And there's a Scrooge part of us that says we can afford certain things and not other things. And so I'm looking at maybe some of the people on the call just saying, what do they what are they saying to themselves in the days that happen right now? What are they saying that they can't afford? And maybe we can start with clearing that and then get into some other topics that may be there. And, okay, so anybody like to say anything on that?
I think.
Okay.
I can say something.
Yeah, Katrina?
I just woke up feeling that this morning. And
oh, you did? Okay, good,
feeling,
that it's current.
Feeling that I really both want and need new clothes for the spring and summer. And
yeah.
And I realize, you know, I definitely do not have any budget for that right now. I don't really say in my mind I can't afford it. It's more like I can't have it. I can't have what I want. Like that's,
okay.
That's how it
yeah.
kind of sets the dialogue. I don't really think in terms of affording. I just think I can't have it.
Right.
And so I just really did a rant on paper this morning.
Oh, okay.
Just about that very thing.
Oh, anything, anything else coming up in the rant? Or would you like to, I guess you don't want to read it or anything.
Well,
but
no,
if you
I don't
wanted
read
to
it,
tell
no.
us
it's really
a little
mean.
Bit.
You guys
oh, I want it. I want it. So so what's the meanness about?
Well, it's, you know, in the context, I guess the context is, as you will understand this, Shelley might not make sense to her, but it's like making everything else my source. For my pocket of my good, and constantly feeling at the mercy of outside forces, like that are kind of pulling the puppet strings about when I can receive money and when I can get paid, and you know all this stuff. And then I do. It takes sometimes so long for me to get paid from some of my jobs that when I do, at that point I'm so far behind that it immediately is gone. And then there's nothing left over for me. You know, I never get to have what I want. The thing, or even what I need, you know, just basic things that I need. I mean, I have basic things like a home and electricity and food, but I'm just in a, my rent is just so expensive right now, and that's what I'm really grappling with, you know? Because it's either, you know, and there's a lot of unconscious, or maybe not so unconscious anymore. There's a lot of mixed feelings about this apartment on so many levels, and I think it's really blocking me. I feel just this sitting on this immense emotional energy that I can't seem to release. And
okay.
I've tapped, and I've bathed, and I've, you know,
right.
exercised, and I'm not quite getting to the core. And
okay.
so I'm feeling just furious and angry and frustrated.
Okay. Yeah. So let's see if we can edge off a little bit of that and maybe get closer to the core. Thank you, Katrina. Shelley, anything there?
Oh, there was pieces of what Katrina said for sure that I resonated with. And, you know, it's funny you're saying that. I have to buy myself a good pair of running shoes to work out in my yard. My feet are so sore. And, you know, runners are so ridiculously expensive, and I have to buy good ones because my feet hurt and the arches and all the rest of it. So, you know, I could afford it. I could go to the store and buy a pair of runners, but my initial response is that I've never bought things for myself, so I guess I go back into that I can't afford it just as that saying, you know, I've always said it, so I just keep saying it sort of thing. So I'd really like to let that one go for sure.
Okay, great. And how much is a pair of runners that would be the right kind for you?
It's well, about 100, between 130 and 160. It's ridiculous how much they are.
Right. So part of that is the ridiculous part. I think you need to
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. Okay. So I'll start with those. Because, you know, something. Think of, because there may be something that's $160 that you'll easily pay for.
Yeah.
What might that be?
Well, the tapping course, for example, was over $300. And I
okay.
thought, and no, it just felt really right. So I jumped on board, and it is right. It is right for me right now, for sure.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And it's really right. Okay, that's an interesting thing to see. That when you feel like it's really right, then that's okay for spending.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see if we can get you for a really right for the shoes.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of, it has a lot to do with clothing and shoes and that kind of thing because, you know, I've got clothes I can get by, but yeah, like Katrina said, I don't really have a little bit of a new body shape now. The clothes aren't fitting the same, you know, so... At what point do I break down and finally buy something that fits properly, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe for both of you is really visualizing what you want in terms of, you know, the wardrobe or the things like that and writing it down. And then also, I mean, we'll do some tapping, but look out for possibilities that of what ways it might come. It might come to you in different ways. You know, than you think. I mean, who knows?
I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Katie, Shelley just inspired something else. It's like because there's, I want to also add this piece because I think where I'm just feeling all the, just the grr is because, you know, I've been behind the scenes so much and I've had a certain wardrobe that works in that way. And it is so not the wardrobe that I feel anymore.
Okay.
You know, it's just like so out of alignment. And like every time I put the clothes on, I just, it's like, I feel like this isn't even me anymore. I feel like I'm wearing a costume, you know?
Wow.
So it's that's, and then the thing is, you know, I have expensive taste, unfortunately, very expensive taste. And so it's often where the clothes that I want, I feel like I really can't have. Like I have to settle for something that I don't really want.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's see where this what happens with this. Okay, so we'll be doing the clothing thing, and yeah. So I'm going to start with Shelley's shoes, and then we'll go into some of the the other, you know, other things. Even though, and I'll start very specifically with shoes. Even though I feel like I can't possibly pay all this money, even if I had it, or even if I have it for these shoes, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I can't possibly justify paying so much money for shoes, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I can't possibly justify paying so much money for these shoes, I deeply love and accept myself. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous. Paying so much for shoes. Paying so much for shoes. Why should I pay so much for shoes when I could? There's cheap shoes all over the place, but I need the quality shoes. I need the quality shoes. I need the quality shoes. I should just be paying cheap, cheap. $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 for a pair of shoes. Why should I be paying so much money for a pair of shoes? The shoe fits. The shoe fits. The shoe fits. The shoe fits. When am I going to get shoes that fit me? When am I going to get shoes that fit me? Why can't I spend more money? What's wrong with spending more money? What if I was to buy myself a $500 pair of shoes? What would that mean about me? What would that say about me? What would that say about me to buy a pair of shoes that costs $1,000 or $10,000? What if I had a whole wardrobe of shoes like Imelda Marcos used to have? Thousands and thousands of shoes. What would that mean about me? What if I could just let go about all the meanings about me for getting these shoes and just get them? I mean, just get them. I mean, how many thousands of dollars worth of worrying and all this stupid stuff that's going on in my mind am I wasting while I'm just pissing around these pair of shoes, which are perfectly fine and which I need? Which I need. And shouldn't I feel glad that somebody's getting paid a little bit more for these shoes? That they're not just getting paid the least amount of money? Shouldn't I be glad to pay for these shoes? Shouldn't I be glad to pay for these shoes? After all, I spend hundreds every week on food and other things like that. And a pair of shoes lasts me a long time. I mean, shouldn't one pay even more for shoes? I mean, shouldn't one pay more for shoes? Why shouldn't I pay more for shoes? What if I pay lots of money for shoes and feel really good about it because I love the shoes, they feel good, and I wear them every day? I mean, after all, if I was to calculate, you know, the usual thing that internet marketers talk about, which is lattes, how many lattes would it take to buy my shoes? How many lattes? How many days do I enjoy my shoes? How many days do I enjoy my shoes? Okay, Shelley. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Tom.
What did that bring up for you? I have the same issue, by the way. I have orthotics, which cost, you know, the type of shoes that cost you $150 or $160, and there's no way you can get it out of it.
Yeah.
And I remember last time, I just, I really don't want to pay so much for these shoes.
Right.
So how do you feel on a level of 1 to 10 now in terms of charge about actually buying those shoes?
Probably down to about a 3, actually.
Okay.
Probably around a 7.
Yeah.
And I noticed that earlier this spring, I only had my winter shoes or boots and a pair of runners. And so there was nothing for in between when it started, when we didn't have snow, but it was still, didn't want to wear runners to maybe a nicer function or something. So I went out and I found myself the most comfortable pair of like a little dress shoe that you could wear with pants.
Mm.
Spend $125 on that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to a better store and I had such joy in that experience. And I've worn them and they're still comfortable and I love them. So you're right. Like it was like a $1,000 pair of shoes to me, you know.
Mm.
And I wear them every time I put them on, I think, I am so grateful I bought these. They are so comfortable. They make me feel good. So, yeah.
Mm. And what's the difference between these other shoes that you've got that makes you kind of resent buying them almost? Like the other three, you know, you're down to three. So what would be the I want to get rid of this so that you can go out and buy yourself a pair of shoes.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Oh, so that you said it went on a charge of 7/10 to 3/10 around the charge. There's still
okay.
a bit of a charge. What's still there?
I guess I have a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and you know, not much coming in for my budget, for my clothing budget. So, where do I spend that? I have X amount to have.
So you say your clothing budget. Have you just put your clothing budget way too low?
Oh, it's low, but it's sort of in alignment with what I'm bringing in. Because I don't pay myself very much for the work I'm doing. In fact, that came up with me this morning, in fact, where I, should I pay myself something this month or not? And I thought, wait a minute, I've worked. I should pay
mm-hmm.
myself. So there was a little something, you know, if...
Right. And you have other money coming in. Or is that not part of it?
No, I haven't even accounted for that part. It's just the day-to-day work at the clinic kind of thing. I have some money from what Mum left me.
Mm.
So I could, I forget that that's there. It's kind of like this little nest egg that I've put away that I don't want to have as part of my day-to-day routine. It's an in-case. It's for maybe bigger projects and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But our day-to-day projects, there's not a lot coming in. And
right. Well, okay, here's a thing to look at. And if you are looking at having, and this is just if you were a bit like Katrina, which I'm not sure that's the case, but if you were looking at changing your whole way you are around stuff for yourself and your wardrobe, and seeing that is really important for you. What about you changing your budget it as a budget item,
mm-hmm.
or as a priority?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So, pardon?
I put myself second.
Right. So that's, and that may be one that we'll deal with Katrina, too. Put yourself second. And if you, okay, here's a good exercise, and I think it'd be good for other people who either on the call now or later, is that if you were to put yourself first, what would be in the budget?
You want an answer to that?
Well, maybe you could start. What if you put yourself first? What would be in your budget?
Probably a new pair of running shoes and
mm-hmm.
a new pair of glasses.
Okay.
And really, clothing is secondary at this point. I don't really need anything.
Yeah, and you're not feeling like Katrina that you need a whole new wardrobe just to be you.
No.
Everything
no.
seems in alignment.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And in any other areas, is there something that would make you just kind of like would really be putting yourself first?
Maybe just looking at, like go shopping and look at clothing and see, because sometimes
yeah.
I find a little piece that is more comfortable than something else I had, and it's not very expensive. I always think going shopping for clothes is, that's too much. I don't need that. I don't really need clothes. But
mm-hmm.
it is nice to go and, maybe pick up a new blouse or something that just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to cost much, you know.
Or even if it costs something, that it's worth it.
Yes. Yes, like my shoes were.
Yeah. So it's kind of your joy wardrobe.
Yes, you're right.
And that might extend to other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's an interesting concept I've just come up with. Could be joy wardrobe, joy stuff, you know. But not as a, I mean, I'm not encouraging, you know, consumption just for the point of consumption.
No.
But because there's too much of that in this society, and it's great to, you know, like have this part of us that's really looking, you know, like Scrooge in a sense. But the good part of Scrooge is he's actually budgeting and not throwing his money away. So, but there is a lack of joy in what he does. And so, and he doesn't always use it for the best. So, actually, maybe you can just have that question in you as to what would be your joy wardrobe? I think that's a nice, and does that sound good?
That's lovely.
And hold it loosely. You don't have to buy it all. But just go out and look and enjoy it and think, you know, well, maybe I will get that.
Right. And, you know, you said something earlier about
mm-hmm.
it may not come to you in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It might show up, you know, visualize your wardrobe or what you want,
yeah.
but it may not. And I had a girlfriend phone me the other day, and she said, do you want a bag of clothes that I don't wear anymore? And I said, of course, that would be lovely. And I usually end up keeping 3/4 of what she sends my way because they're in wonderful condition and they're beautiful, and it saves me all the hassle of shopping and trying on, and it's great. So, yes, that does work. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, well, great. And, I mean, I had an experience where I went with a friend, and we occasionally do this when I'm in Toronto, and there's a great store. It's a little bit more than a Goodwill because, you know, people in terms of the prices, but not that much more. And they just have, you know, have lots of selection of things that have been gently used.
Right.
And I actually prefer going there because I hate going to regular shops sometimes. They don't just, sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes I just find more that works in those places. And I also bring this person because actually when I go to those types of, you know, when I go shopping at all, I just don't often feel like it, whereas with another person I do. And I have a terrible time finding shoes, and she actually tried on a pair of shoes, and it didn't fit her, and I thought, gee, those look like exactly the type of shoes I've been looking for at all these expensive stores, and I couldn't even find them there. And I tried them on, and they were totally right, and they were like a couple of $100s.
Wow.
At least, but I got them for, I think, $8.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, usually I don't like shoes that are used, but these were totally in great condition and beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think somebody who just was pretty wealthy and goes through things quickly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's all those types of, you know, possibilities that, and also, you know, with the used and, you know, things that people aren't using. I mean, there's some people who have clothing exchanges, which are fun too, where they just, they're no longer like it, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
And all those things are great because they also add to recycling too, you know.
I'm all in favor of consignment stores for sure.
Yeah. So it's just, and then on the other hand, there's times when getting it new is totally what one needs to do and pay that extra bit. So
yep.
So anyway, we'll go on. And Katrina, anything before I sort of go on a little bit more on that and then get into some of the stuff for you?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to do something around this joy wardrobe. Even though I've convinced myself that I can't have joy out of my wardrobe and it should be just sensible and cheap, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've convinced myself that wardrobe should just be sensible and I can't really express myself with it, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I haven't really let myself go and had a joy wardrobe, I deeply love and accept myself. I want to be able to get myself clothes by any means possible. I want to get myself clothes that give me joy, that give me joy, that have fresh, beautiful energy, that have fresh, beautiful energy, that are just where I'm at, that make me feel really, 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 really happy, 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 happy when I put them on. And what can you pay for happiness? Well, you really can't pay for happiness, but hey, there's certain things that if you buy it and you've got the means to buy it, you can just feel happy and give thanks to. There's lots of beautiful clothes and lots of beautiful things, and we got to encourage this. We got to encourage beauty. We've got to encourage beauty by wearing beauty. We've got to encourage beauty by wearing beauty, being ourselves in beauty, being ourselves in beauty, in beauty, in beauty, in beauty, imbued with beauty. We need to be imbued with beauty and joy, and our clothes are one way of expressing it. Our clothes are one way of expressing joy and beauty and joy and beauty and joy and beauty and joy and beauty and joy and beauty. And why are we denying ourselves joy and beauty? Because, let's think about it. I mean, what do we take with us every day? We take some clothes. We don't take our furniture around with us every day. We don't take all these other things around with us every day, but we do take our clothes. Our clothes are always on us. Well, not always, but sometimes. And why don't we just have as much joy and beauty with the clothing? Why don't we allow ourselves joy and beauty and our energy to be expressed by the clothing, by the shoes, by the clothing, by the shoes, by the clothing, by the shoes? And let's joyfully spend our money. Let's not be like Scrooges saying, oh, it's horrible spending money. It's horrible spending money. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Let's spend money on ourselves. And by spending this money on ourselves, we're also giving money to other people who are making these things of beauty, who are making these things of beauty, and maybe should be paid even more. Maybe should be paid even more. So let's, just as we buy them, give thanks for them, whatever price we get them, whether they're cheap or expensive, whether we get them through other people or through putting a hundred, a couple hundred, even thousands down, so that we can wear beauty, we can be beauty, we can imbue the world with beauty, we can imbue the world with beauty. It's not the question of being a fashion item, of being in fashion, of being in fashion. It's not the question of being in fashion, of comparing and all those horrible things they do, make women do, make men do. It's not a question of competition, of being in, of being cool. It's just being in beauty. It's being in beauty. It's being in beauty, imbued with beauty, imbuing beauty all around in all that we do in our surroundings. We imbue them with beauty, with beauty, with beauty, with beauty. Okay. I'm out of breath. Katrina, I have an idea that has something to do with you.
Oh, good.
Seeing your whole, one of your biggest values is beauty.
Yes.
I don't know if it resonated at all with you, but I was.
Absolutely.
And Shelley, well, I'll just say, well, Katrina, how are you feeling right now? Because we haven't really got to your main issue, but we will.
Well, I certainly felt in that second piece that, you know, it's really true. It's like it reminded me that I do deprive myself of things that bring me joy when I'm in my you know, because I don't see how things, I most of the time never see how anything is going to happen or how anything will come to me. So I make that mean that it never will.
Mm.
So, and it makes me very depressed and feeling deprived. So it's nice to just be reminded that, to just, you know, tune in a little deeper about the ways I might be able to have more joy around this this subject. And then I have this impulse to say to Shelley that there's a phenomenal website. I don't know if you've heard of it. You probably have because it's pretty huge. But it's called Zappos. And they're the largest shoe website, and they their policy is that you can, when you buy a pair of shoes, you can like wear them forever, and if you decide that they didn't work for you, you can send them back and they'll give you a full refund with no questions asked. It's a pretty outrageous way of doing business, but they have every shoe known to man, and they have every brand. They have, you know, they're like the Amazon of shoes, the Amazon.com of shoes. And so perhaps that could be a good resource for you. And they often have big sales, so you never know.
Could you spell it for me, Katrina?
Z like zebra.
Okay.
A-P-P-O apostrophe S. Well, I don't think the apostrophe is in the web. It's just Zappos.com.
Okay. Thank you. I've never heard of it.
I felt an urge to tell you about that site.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Katrina. I want that site, too.
Yeah.
That's really helpful. I never heard about it either. And Shelley, how are you feeling around the, you know, now around the shoes or around this issue?
Yeah, there was a lovely shift, actually, Katie. It was so nice. The whole idea of beauty. And just, you know, even if I wore the little sweat jacket, you know, jeans kind of look, you can be beautiful in that. And the beauty is something you feel. So it doesn't matter what you're wearing. If you radiate beauty, people don't see your clothes anyway. They just see your beauty, and it shines from within. So, you know, when you're in something that you feel good about, it doesn't have to be, you know, your best outfit or anything, but if you feel comfortable in it and good and you like it, it can be beautiful. And that beauty just went way beyond the threads. It just went deeper and thought, yeah, it's beauty is a thing that we feel or not. Which when you're, Katrina, you were saying when you're in that downward spiral, so to speak, the depressed state, which I certainly have been playing with too lately, it's hard to resonate beauty, isn't it? It's hard to conjure that up.
Thank you. And I love that. I love the way you put beauty went way beyond the threads. That's very poetic somehow to me. Lovely. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go into some of the things that Katrina brought up about, well, more on the wardrobe, but also on just the feeling of overwhelm. So we'll see what comes there. In fact, I'll start with the wardrobe part of that part, and then we'll go to the overwhelm. Even though I feel like I can't possibly afford a new wardrobe, especially with my expensive tastes, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't feel I could possibly justify getting myself a new wardrobe, even though I am, and particularly because I have expensive tastes, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't feel I could possibly justify it this time in space, having an expensive wardrobe, I deeply love and accept myself. How dare I, when I don't have money to even think of an expensive wardrobe? How could I? How could I? How could I think that I would merit an expensive, beautiful wardrobe just like the wardrobes of those people I serve? Of those people I serve. I want an expensive wardrobe. It's as simple as that. I want the wardrobe I want. I want the wardrobe I want. And it can cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's okay because that's me. And because having that wardrobe is what I'm all about. Doesn't that sound superficial? But it is. It's what I'm about, bringing beauty to the world. And my one of my ways of doing it is dressing in this beautiful, beautiful, amazing way. And what if I was like a walking picture, a walking masterpiece that would give people joy and would light up people's days just by seeing how beautifully I dressed? I mean, people pay thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of dollars for a masterpiece that they see for an hour in, or less, much less, in a museum. But what if I am a walking museum? Not of the old musty kind, but modern and beautiful and beautiful. And what if what me wearing, just what I love, lights up the world in the way that it needs to be lighted up? What if? What if that's what I'm meant to do? What if I'm meant to light up the world by beauty? And what if part of that is me getting a really expensive wardrobe? What if part of that is part of that investment, part of that being me? What if that's essential to being me, is having that wardrobe which lights up my heart and lights up the world? What if that's the case? What if that's my priority? What if that's the main thing I should be doing right now? What if it's the main thing I should be doing right now? I just have to say, holy shit. Okay.
I love it.
Katrina.
I love that. I do need to be walking around like a masterpiece. I really do.
Yeah.
It's really true of me. Actually, it is, you know? It's how I should be in the world.
And it struck me, like, what the, whatever. I'm sort of thinking in, you know, what the F? What,
right.
I mean, you know, like spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a website. What if you're a walking website?
Exactly. And
which doesn't mean you can't do the other thing. But.
No, and then, you know, and there's always the voice, well, I don't have thousands of dollars for an expensive wardrobe. And
Yeah. And what if you just put it out to the universe that that's what you want?
Yeah.
And forget trying to figure out how you're going to pay for it.
Mm.
But it's what you want and need, and can you get it? I was just getting this, you know how they have artist patrons. What if there was an artist patron that just could pay your wardrobe?
Exactly.
So that you can walk around like a masterpiece.
Mm.
Now, that's... but just that kind of light holding of it.
Right, right.
Mm.
I like that.
And if you just focus on thinking how you would feel, then rather than figuring out how you can pay for it, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. That's the place where I don't focus. I focus on always what's missing as opposed to, you know, what's possible.
And what if you were to just focus in the next few days on getting something, not the whole wardrobe, but just that somehow out of the blue you get something really beautiful for your wardrobe?
I like that. I can do that.
And, yeah, And just start looking at things. Allow yourself to drink in the beauty of what's available, rather than saying, oh, I can't afford it.
Right.
Like, I had kind of fun when I was in San Francisco, and I was looking around, and there were, you know, pretty pricey boutiques and all that, and some of the stuff I didn't really, you know, want anyway, but it was just, and things were, but I was just looking and thinking, oh, well, maybe I would have that, or maybe I would have that, and just allowing myself to say, yeah, that would be beautiful to have. Rather than, ooh, I can't spend that on clothes. I could spend it on an expensive internet course, but I can't spend that on clothes.
Right.
And look at the price tags. Just look at the beauty of it and so window shop.
Yeah.
Window shop for the beauty.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Window shop for beauty. And
definitely.
And actually, I mean, just going... I sometimes, and this is an idea, is going into clothing shops or other shops and just seeing it like as a museum tour.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like you, or an art show.
Right.
Because if you're going to see it as an art show, you can just drink in the beauty. You don't have to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy anything. And it kind of, it can allow you to let that in sometimes, or at least I find that, rather than feeling from a place, oh, I can't possibly have that, or I can't afford that, which is, you know, not very fun. So what would we like to do? We've got about 10 minutes left. Would you like to, is there another clip? There's a clearing about overwhelm that you wanted, Katrina. Can we just do that
sure.
for a moment? And is it just figuring out what's most important?
Well, the overwhelm that I have now, it's just maybe it's not, maybe that's not the right word. It's just like holding a lot of tension because I have like some just urgent, really important things like that needed to be paid yesterday, and
yeah.
I have no source of revenue in which to pay
right.
them. I mean, I do have some outstanding invoices that will be paid, but I don't know. It
mm-hmm.
could be weeks before that happens, and so I'm just down to the wire and, you know, in the throes of my pattern. And so,
mm-hmm.
and,
right.
You know, just...
Okay. So, well, pardon?
I'm just in that space, and it's just,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, so why don't we just kind of do that? And I'm looking for, I was looking for my healing codes, but I seem to have misplaced it in the, in my move, so, or in my, I did have it in my travels, but I can't find it right now. So, would you mind if we just, does anybody feel the real need for the healing codes?
I don't.
No.
Okay, what about you, Shelley?
No, that's fine. We're
okay, so we'll just do, I mean, we don't have to do it all the time. I just have this habit. But why don't we do this around this feeling, well, not so much of overwhelm, but just being a gain and a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the pattern of, and you mentioned that there were some decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see where that gets. And we'll just do that for the last 9 minutes or so, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So here we go. Even though, okay, just a minute. Even though I'm overwhelmed because once again I'm in all my patterns and once again I'm feeling that I'm just... Every time I catch up, then again there's a period when everything goes, so that I really never, I'm just in the same old pattern of not having enough for me, and not having enough for me. I'm so tired of not having enough for me, of not being able to do what I want to do, of always having to pay afterwards, not at the time, of paying afterwards. I'm always behind. It's not that the money isn't there. It's always behind by a month or 2 months. I'm 2 months behind in my life. I'm 2 months behind in my life, and I'm tired of it. And the 2 months behind is putting incredible stress all the time, being two months behind. What is it about being beholden to other people because I'm always behind. When I need to be up in front, getting out in front of people. That terrifies me, but I need to get out in front of people. It's as simple as that. I need to get out in front of people. Okay, Katrina?
Mm-hmm. Feels right.
how good does that feel? Not too good, eh? Or am I prejudging?
I know it feels right, and then I, like, feel this, like, sloggy part of me that's like, no, don't make me do it.
Okay, so let's go on the don't make me do it.
Which comes first, the wardrobe or getting out in front of people? Because I don't want to get out in front of people with the wardrobe that I have right now, you know?
Okay. Oh, okay. So how can it happen? It's like the chicken and the egg. Which comes first? What if I get a wardrobe and nobody comes? What if I get a wardrobe that I want and people don't come even though I'm in front of them? What if I'm in front of people? It terrifies me. What if they don't like me? What if they don't like me? It's not really about the clothes. It's about them rejecting me, feeling rejected again. I just need to get in front of the right people at the right time, the right people at the right time, the front of people at the right people, right time, right people, right time. So what do I have to do right now? What do I have to do right now? What in my wardrobe? Is there just one tiny part of my wardrobe that I could wear that would make me feel? Is there one tiny part where I could feel that I'm okay in front of people? And if not, is there one tiny thing that needs to come to me in the next 2 days, and the universe has got to deliver it? Universe, you got to deliver it. I'm sorry, you just got to deliver it. I'm not taking no for an answer. Universe, deliver it. It's getting me in the liver. I have to live. All these decisions, should I go, should I stay, leaving everything to the very, very last moment, so that the very last moment I'm propelled to go where I need to go. But where do I need to go? What is the number one priority in my life? What's the number one thing that's most important? What is it? What is most important that I have to do rather than all these other things that I could do? What's the most important thing right now that I need to do? I need to get out in the world as a masterpiece. I need to get out in the world as a masterpiece. I need to get out in the world as a masterpiece. And I can have fun. I can have fun. And it can come. It can come in strange ways. It can come in strange ways. I just need to hold myself in joy for 2 days. That's all I have to do. That's all I have to do. I don't have to think about decisions. I don't have to make decisions. I just have to find a way to keep myself in joy for 2 days. Keep myself in joy for 2 days and ask the universe to give me my wardrobe. Ask the universe to give me my wardrobe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Can I give you the challenge?
Sure.
Joy for 2 days.
Yeah.
And just asking for the wardrobe, whatever, the wardrobe, the one piece. Did something come up about the one piece what one piece of that wardrobe?
In my wardrobe now?
Yeah, that you need, well, or that you need.
No,
or do you have anything in your wardrobe you can wear right now? And
you know, last month I went through a total clearing and I gave everything away that I didn't want to ever wear again. Seriously.
Yeah.
I kept like 3 things.
Okay.
I went through a radical clearing.
Yes.
So now, because I wanted to create a vacuum, you know, I wanted to create space for new things to come. So I definitely need a new piece. That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Two new pieces.
Okay.
You know,
so,
a bottom and a top.
A bottom and a top. Okay. So, yeah. So, put one or the two or both on your list and just cultivate joy. And just, and also, kind of maybe look around. What would you really want if you had that bottom and top of your dreams?
Right.
The absolutely most dreamy, beautiful thing that you could have, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, play around with crayons or, you know, drawing it, anything, you know. Just kind of, drinking in the beauty. Even if you don't have it now, you could just, the imagination. Actually, you can feel the joy in the imagination just by having it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mind doesn't really know the difference. We just think we, you know. Yeah.
Mm.
Anything else there, Katrina? Yeah. And
just,
you
just stirred up so much. I mean, it just is like, I'm always behind. I definitely, I always fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, behind on bills, behind on everything.
Behind the scenes, right. I was forgetting that, all that being there. So that's lots to kind of to integrate. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the call, but Katrina, if you want to stay on for a few minutes, I'd love to talk with you.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I know Shelley has lots of stuff to do today, and so we'll just say goodbye. And
okay, and thank you, Katrina, because that was just fabulous for me as well. There's so many things that you mentioned that I hadn't even thought of, and it came up. So it was really nice. The one, I've had two pictures I would like to share with you, if I might. I had a picture that you were looking through, you were doing the window shopping thing to get ideas and to stay in joy and just to appreciate the beautiful things that are in the windows and to just go to a bookstore and pick up a fashion magazine or something that you're drawn to and just be flipping through the pages while you have a coffee or whatever your love is. Just,
I like that.
Just I love
get away
it.
From it all and be in joy for a bit.
Yeah. I like that idea. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, both of you. It was fabulous yet again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
try Zappos.
Yeah, zap the Zappos.
You bet. Thank you for that.
Right. So, bye, and have a great day.